Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e., not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Move into the
Welcome to the Golden Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is episode 272, and it's great to welcome our special guest today, Laura Pierat, who will be joining us shortly. But this is Jan Christie speaking to you from near Liverpool in Merseyside, United Kingdom. And this is where we cross timelines and time zones and oceans in order to have a great big group hug. So we're going to start off with a big cosmic kiss. There you go. And I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because even if you're a Christian, that greeting does not hurt anyone, and it never has. So I'm sorry if I've offended anybody, but I don't see why it should, because everybody can have a Merry Christmas even if you don't celebrate it. And right now we're going to cross an ocean and go right over there to Nashville and join up with Mr. Gary Moore. Hi there, Gary.
I am here. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jen Chrissy. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Now, we have an exciting show coming up with the return of our special guest, Laura Pierat. And, yes, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever applies to each and every one of us.
World has gone mad, hasn't it, Gary? You can't
the world has gone mad.
Absolutely.
Christmas came and went. We apparently survived it all.
Yeah.
And moving forward into the new year, and all is truly, truly well.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's going to be a fabulous 2015, don't you think?
I think so. Bring it on. I'm
yeah.
ready.
Yeah, me too. Right then. Well, before we actually bring our lovely Laura on, we're going to play a song she requested, and it's called Green Blade Rising.
Ooh.
see the green blade rising from the buried grain. Seeds of wheat in darkness many months have lain. They grow again when watered by the rain. Joy can rise again like wheat that spring is green. When your heart is wintry, grieving or in pain, water seeds of joy and come to life again. Fields of our hearts that cold and bare have been, grow and thrive again like wheat that spring is green. See the green blade rising from the buried grain. Seeds of wheat in darkness many months have lain. They grow again when watered by the rain. Joy can rise again like wheat that spring is green. When your heart is wintry, grieving or in pain, water seeds of joy and come to life again. Fields of our hearts that cold and bare have been, grow and thrive again like wheat that spring is green.
Lovely. And we're going to bring Laura on right this minute. Are you there, Laura?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Was that you singing? Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming back. Was that you singing on that one, Laura?
I thought I was muted, so maybe it was.
Oh, right. See the green blade rising.
Oh, you mean on that song? No. That is from...
Oh, right.
I was singing maybe under my breath in the background. No, that's from... You know, the Vietnamese spiritual teacher, and I don't know that I pronounced his name right, but it's not Hung, you know, who I'm speaking of. It's his album. He produced the album, and it's Basket of Plums.
Oh,
is where
right.
That song comes from. So I just thought it really lended itself to what I want to share today. Because yes, thank you, Tamara. Can anybody pronounce that well or properly, the name that Tamara just wrote in?
Let's have a look at it. I can't see it. Hang on. Oh.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thich Nhat Hanh,
I wasn't
yeah.
Sure. So,
well, it might not be,
thank
but
you.
That's how I'd say
but,
it.
when I sat down to meditate and channel and bring through the recording that we'll listen to later, as Jean requested, the message came through from the joy of light itself. And so I knew the theme we were going to work with today was joy. And
yeah.
The song then found its way to me literally days before I needed to send a song to Jean to upload. So it always works that way in the synchronicities. But the song in that particular track I liked because it's really talking about the potentials that are still laying dormant and waiting to bloom back in the spring. And come back into life. And there's so much happening within us that is dormant. And we've lived through many winters, not just this one, but eons of times that feel like winter in our lives that are difficult. And that, whether it's grief or loss or we've buried feelings or hurts, we want to bring those dormant things that are ready for release or ready for rebirth. To be renewed in some new form that is better for us now. So I loved that song put us in the energy of awakening new potential. And that I'm going to ask in a minute here when Jean feels we're ready. I want to take a minute to unify us all in our heart center.
You're talking about me.
Huh?
My name's Jan.
Well, okay, I didn't want to step out of the format here, but I also want to say hello to Gary, and I'm really grateful for both of you co-hosting and hosting me. So I want to bring everybody into their heart center and unify us there so that we're not only in our own heart center, but as a collective, all the in the chat room and those listening who maybe haven't even logged in, I want everybody, and also in the archives yet to come, I want to put some light language transmission and energetically connect us all in our hearts and hold the intention in this circle we're creating, the circle of love and acceptance and peace and harmony, but I'm hearing the word humility too, as we humble ourselves. Something new can arise from within us that we maybe haven't even thought we're capable of, because when we come from a very humble place, we're not letting the mind do the editing of who we are and what's possible and what potentials lie within us that are maybe dormant but yet to be activated. So I want to do that, and then I want everybody to think about what help they want tonight. What do they want to release as we move out of an old year? What's just complete, or you're just so finished with, you're no longer fascinated by it. You really are ready to just let it go and receive something better in its place. And as we're releasing, we're also going to activate and allow something that is dormant within us to be birthed through us. And we want to do that in the spirit and the energy of joy. So that's what I want to bring through today. Okay?
Brilliant.
So if
everyone can
join me, join me and drop out of your mind into your heart and take a deep breath. I want you to remember that you are not your body. You are not your pain. And I mean that both physical pain and emotional pain. You're not the story you are living. These are experiences you are having, and you are here to learn from them and find the more that you are within them. And so it's really just about the enrichment and the enlightenment and the new potentials that are always possible within the challenges. So just releasing whatever you think confines you, defines you, limits you, or in any way restricts you from living the highest expression of your true self. I want to open to our higher selves now as we open our crown chakras and allow the higher self energy to flow into us. We're also going to open the root chakras and allow the earth energy to flow up. And so we're going to mix that energy coming through our crown and energy coming up our root and our heart and feel the oneness as above and rooted in below. We are truly one. And we can source from the unlimited resources of the wholeness of life when we are in this space. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm a channel and I do light language. So what you're hearing are languages you will not understand necessarily, but you can still feel, and they will work within your cellular structure and work with you at a soul level. So don't try to interpret or understand. Just relax and feel and allow and be receptive to the gifts within them. Kakayo akotakasi, hale e sakai, hropakasi kiyawa, harlapakai e chiyawa, hai hot ki halokai, harlapakai, hotshi hawa, hatakasa, bahasakai, hata asakai esi, hasasasasasa. Maki akotakasala, shivakayo no kateni kiyawa. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. Another deep breath. Exhale hard and let that hard external blowing out release tension, stress, pain, and worry. Inhale love. Exhale all that you no longer need. Inhale peace. Exhale all that no longer expresses you. And come into your heart and feel the hearts of all those on this call as one. And from that space, we'll go forward. Thank you, Jeannie. Jean, I keep saying Jeannie because it's spelled with two.
Yeah, just call me Jan, okay?
Jan. It's easier. Jan, okay.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, that was beautiful. Absolutely lovely.
Lovely, thank yes.
Hmm.
I can feel everybody more connected.
Yes, I can too. So, did you want to keep speaking about your new work that you're doing now?
Sure. Really recently, even in the last month, I have been blessed with rebirth codes of holy light, which I've been using with clients. And usually my light codes and energy work has come through in light language, as we just experienced. And this time it's actually coming in silence. When I was working with it the first time with a client, it was coming in through their feet. And I felt this enormous being behind me that was so tangible, you know, and so present. And I asked who was with me, and it was Elijah. So it's not only coming through Elijah, but Elijah is very present and part of this work. But as usual, my work is coming through just a massive collective team of light beings. So these rebirth codes are the way that it's being shown to me. It's an opportunity without dying and reincarnating, as we normally have to do, to come into currency, meaning be current with the life plan and your soul's purpose and agenda, and doing that in the context of the Earth's crystalline grid for now. So typically we have to die and be reborn in, and we pick up our crystalline template when we are born into the Earth again. And within that crystalline template is the context of humanity's consciousness, and we're working our life plan in that context. So what it's being shown to me is it becomes like a clean slate where you really do get to lay down what you're either complete with or you're not going to complete, or it's ready to be repatterned, something that is no longer serving you to be working that old program you maybe had the intention of when you were born. So Earth has changed, you've changed, the people around you, your soul group, everything is different now. And so it's an opportunity to truly rebirth in a clean start with the concurrence of this time, this new Earth, the current state of humanity's consciousness as a collective. So I'm very excited about that work, and I want to invite people. It seems to be coming in sessions more than something I can do in its fullness over the radio. But I think I can do it in the way I'm getting is, a portion of it can be given over the radio, and that's sort of the mass consciousness part that we can carry as an intention and as a energy that can be shared to hold the space for this rebirthing, for everybody to rebirth in the now of time. But then I invite you to call and have a session where we'll really, really focus on pulling it in to your field and your inner light body. So that's one new thing that's pretty powerful. And another one that came in right along with that was it's an alignment to the prosperity grid for social consciousness. And I thought that little tag at the end was interesting because it's not just to be prosperous in the now time. It's to be prosperous within social consciousness. And I haven't even had a chance to do that too much with sessions. I've only had a couple so far, but so far it's coming in the same way as the rebirth codes through the feet, and I really feel it coming into the energy body, the light body, and through the pranic tube and right up the spine. So the private sessions are so important because I can work with whatever it is that is blocking you from being part of that prosperity grid. And I see it literally like if you were to imagine a pie that has thickness, so it's maybe a 5-inch deep, you know, grid I'm seeing, and it's segmented into sort of like you would see a pie shape with slices. And I see a triangle piece of that just sort of dangling out of it and not really aligned. So I'm literally being shown it while I'm working with the person, and by the time we get them aligned, their little triangle piece is fitting right in that pie. And it feels tight and cohesive, and that's, you know, kind of how it ends, where we really are able to find whatever is holding people outside of that prosperity grid or loose and unattached and uncemented within it. So that's been pretty cool to work with. So what I'd like to do, how much time do I have before we move into the next piece?
Well, we do have a few callers.
Okay.
So
approximately 1 hour in the show. So.
No, I know. I just didn't know if I had time to do a little light language to share those two codes, if in the form that they can be shared, at least in verbally through sound.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do we have time for that? Okay.
Yeah.
I want everybody to really, really get in your heart center and ask for this to be given to you in the highest and best way, the most benevolent and peaceful way, through ease and grace, for you to integrate. Because, like I said, this is so new. I don't even have feedback on it yet. And if you have any, please share with me after the show, laurapirat@gmail.com or in the chat line here. But I'm just going to give what I have, and I'm just going to trust that you will get something really special from this, okay? So we'll begin with the rebirth coding. Taka, 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 taka. Kihawa. Hotaka. Sasasa. Aleesa. And I want you to allow yourself to be taken to a space that doesn't, even if I'm go quiet for a period of time, just allow yourself to be in a quiet space of receiving. I'm not sure how this is going to come in exactly yet. Hi, yeah. I am. Kiawa, hot, hot. Somebody in the group had a lot of sadness, and I felt that come up, and now that's gone. So that's good. And now I've got another wave of sadness. So just allow sadness to be released. It is an emotion, a feeling, an experience, and just allow it to be what it is. And then let it go. Trust the process. You don't need to know how it works. More sadness. A lot of strong emotions out there in the call tonight. Very good. Starting to smooth. Nice deep breath, everyone. And exhale. Ah, that's nice. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana. Giving permission to be reborn in this now, the highest expression of your divine self in form, in harmony and balance, coherent and in onement with humanity's potential, the highest potential of humanity for this now. Linking into the crystalline grid in the earth, the Christ consciousness grid of the planet, and your galactic selves, the cosmic Christ, the beloved presence of Source, God, Creator, however you refer to that supreme power, unifying yourself as one, in the holy light. These codes came through just after I had been taken into the heart of cosmic consciousness. And I was told it's a gift from God, a gift from love, benevolence. Joy of light. Allow it to flow through you, fill you, resurrect you. We are working from a holy temple of light. Feel yourself transported there. And I'm being told to just go ahead and bring the prosperity codes in right along with it. So we'll just bring these two in together in a blend, in a symphony. So just trust that you're in a temple of light. You're receiving radiations We are with the joy of light itself. And know that as these holy templates of divine light, codes of light, come in, they reprogram the old, and it is dissolved and rewritten in a higher consciousness way, a higher frequency, a higher potential and possibility is released. Made manifest for this now. It's like a system upgrade. But in this case, not like, you know, 2.1, it's really like a whole new system that you're receiving an upgrade or download, if you will.
Ha! Ha!
Trust the presence is within you. The presence of Source. The Source of all that is. Let it illuminate you from within. Smooth. These ha sounds are like the breath of life, and it cuts through blocks and breaks them so they can be filled, that space can be filled with something else. So it's feeling nice and smooth now, and I just want you to open yourself to possibilities that you can't explain, you don't understand, and you don't know how it's possible. I want you to just give space between what you think and feel and believe to be true. And give space for something even greater. Because they can weave, your higher self and the divine beings of light can weave more potentials into those spaces between if you give your permission and allow it. If you give permission to receive it. Receive the light that you are as one with all that is. Being reborn into this earth plane's purpose, the ascension, the new earth, the time of now, activating your highest potential for peace, prosperity, love, harmony, balance, and joy. Your unique expression, your unique flavor of the God Source expressing through you in your own way of being divine love. Take a deep breath and breathe in this new kind of prosperity that fills you with crystalline light, with golden light, the silver light. These are these, the new rays, and the Holy Mother's divine alchemical elixir. I see it like a silver drop, but it's not silver. It's higher frequency. It's beyond platinum. It's a luminous, mercurial, alchemical elixir. And let it flow into you now.
Ha!
Peace be upon you all. We are one. It is love flowing through your veins. It is light flowing through your body. It is perfect peace available to you always. Choose it from a place of trust in your heart, and it will be yours. Allah, Ama, Ana, Om, Alakai, Om, Alakai, Om, Alakai, Om, Ana. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. One last nice deep breath. And exhale. And just trust and know that you have been radically blessed. Just give thanks.
Dude, that was wonderful. I feel much lighter. I don't
know
if anyone else does. Yeah. Do you feel lighter? Well, light is light, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was rather cathartic and cleansing, yes.
Good. Well, like I said, this is so brand new. It's literally hot off the press, and I'm grateful for any feedback. And I appreciate you all letting me, you know, you're my guinea pigs tonight, letting me practice that on you, because it's the first time I've actually done it to a mass audience instead of an individual in a private session. So I really wanted to share that.
It's not a rebuild on an existing platform. It's a complete build renewal on a brand new foundation.
That's what I get.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the foundation is always changing. You know, the Earth crystalline grid is always changing and upgrading to the current, you know, mass consciousness, measurement of mass consciousness. So it's so appropriate that we, in this new Earth after 2012, and these new Earth potentials and all this light and the radiating energies, the qualities that are being beamed onto Earth all the time, that they be made available to us, and that we then get to anchor in to that new level of consciousness with the new Earth energy, instead of having to always be working as like old souls or older people, you know, from that old Earth energy that we were born into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a wonderful analogy. That's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really a gift of grace. I mean, I can't claim this. It's not mine, you know. It's just coming through me, and I'm grateful to be, you know, a vessel for that, and I'm looking forward to doing that throughout this year, and, you know, whatever they give me, I just try to pass on.
I love your light language. I like that. I compare it to Lakota. See, I'm part Lakota, Sioux, you know, Indian, and I speak Lakota, and during ceremonies and things like that, we say prayers, you know, in Lakota, and I was kind of flashing back to that as you were talking, you know. Michanta eta wo aglake naha na pechu zapelo. They speak from the heart.
Like it.
You know,
it does, but you know what? It also really makes me feel wonderful to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm. It's a right brained, heart driven language.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So. Well, and I'm also told that light language is so, you know, it's quantum. And I'm really told that so much more is happening at our other dimensional levels we won't actually have a conscious awareness of. So they really tell me, you know, don't even try to gauge what's happening. Just get your mind out of it. Don't look for people to go a wow over it and stuff, because it can be subtle for people. But just because it's subtle doesn't mean that massive shifts aren't happening at other levels. So in the quantumness of it, people will hear it differently and receive what they need from it in different ways from each other. So, you know, a group of people will be arguing about, oh, no, that was definitely Lemurian. I heard Lemurian. And someone else is saying, oh, no, I heard American Indian. Someone else is like, no, that's Chinese and that's Hebrew. And, you know, in a room full of people, I have people all arguing. And I'm like, don't worry about it. It's all you.
It carries a vibration that is recognizable by the individual. Yes.
Exactly. Right. And it's quantum. And so you really can't define it anyway.
No.
And I really think our Earth languages came from that. A lot of our indigenous and ancient Earth languages are from that soul memory of the light languages.
Yes.
It was not necessarily linear or intellectual. It was more heart-driven and just giving you the gist of the meaning and allowing you as the receiver to interpret it according to you personally.
Exactly.
You know, all spiritual things are always A, very personal, and B, very symbolic. And it was a personal, symbolic language.
Right. And well, I even liken it to, if everybody looks at a flower, they're all going to experience it differently. So it's the same flower, but everybody's going to experience it. And some are going to really be taken by the fragrance, and some are going to, really, the fragrance will be a secondary to the visual beauty, and you know, others will just
the color, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to have a whole metaphoric experience about the flower and what it means to them. So, you know, people interpret everything in their uniqueness.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I think you missed Laura's last show, but she said that she was going to be speaking the language of light. And so I had Miss Magical call in because she also speaks a light language. And
yeah.
And they spoke to each other, but it was obviously from a different part of the universe, because although it sounded very similar to me, they didn't understand what each other said.
But I don't understand what I even say. But I've been told if you need to understand this language or the work you do, it will diminish because that gets the ego and the mind and everything involved. And
they just
be the doorway, you know, because it's really a doorway to source. And it's going to be experienced by people uniquely. And it would just be me getting in the way to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get all linear and mental in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we better take some callers if you don't mind, because I've got Patty who's been waiting for 51 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so are you there, Patty?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hello, Patty.
Do you have a question for Laura, Patty?
Oh, gosh. Well, first I just want to say that was a really beautiful meditation. I really felt it. And actually, you might have been picking up on me because I do have a lot of sadness and a lot of pain that I've been through.
Pain, or are you talking about emotional?
Emotional, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it could
be
others too, I'm sure.
Right. I was picking up waves and waves and waves of it. But we did get to where it wasn't hitting me anymore, so I think we cleared a fair amount.
Oh, I hope so. Well, anyway, I was calling because I would love whatever healing or messages you think I might need. I really want to step into my full purpose and power this time, and I really want to let go. Part of that, the sadness I felt, is that I feel that I'm drawing in people who don't respect me and don't see my light and who are abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit, I want to stop doing that.
I really
want to put an end to that and draw in people who respect me and see my worth and see my light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
so
step in.
I have to ask you at that point then, do you respect yourself, see your light and your worth? Are you able to receive and experience yourself as that, the way you want other people to?
I don't think I have because I've been programmed not to, I think.
Sure.
From such an early
age. And I ask that because, of course, we can't magnetize to us what we don't vibrate already.
Yeah.
So most of us, most of us on the lightworker path and most of us that drawn into this search, you know, spiritual search, are really dealing with self-worth issues.
Absolutely.
Lack issues. I mean, that's why I'm so excited about this prosperity grid alignment, because almost every, you know, you get people in the healing arts, whether it's a nurse or whatever, the people with the big hearts, the people who want to change the world, the people with the big compassion, you know, those are the sensitives. Those are the ones who are so sensitive to everyone and all their energy. And so, you know, we have to get to where we can be within our own energy and be very clear about that, know who we are. And when another person's energy is released to us, we see it for what it is and accept that that's them, but we don't make it about us because we're so clear in who we are. Do you see the difference?
Absolutely. And I've been trying not to take that on, that it's their stuff and not mine, and to really see myself as the divine being that I really am.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because I don't know if I'm fully getting it because that program of not being good enough was set in from very early childhood. So,
sure.
I mean, it's, I don't know.
I'm
trying. I can say that.
Let's do this. Let's globalize this so everybody can benefit from you. And I really thank you for your courage to come on and be a caller and share publicly like this so that everybody else can piggyback on your healing. And so light language does work that way. It is quantum. And there, I remember one time I was saying, well, how big a group can I work with? Like, is there a number that's too many for the light language to reach everyone? You know, like 8 or 15 or, you know, how many people can I really bless at once with this? And my guides were just so tickled by that question because it's so linear. And they showed it to me like a sheet of sheet music, like a conductor on a symphony with sheet music. And they showed me, it was like me asking, are there enough notes on the page to reach everybody in the listening audience of the concert, right? So it's not like everybody in the audience is going to get a single note. And music doesn't work that way. Light language doesn't work that way. And healing doesn't work that way. So I really want everyone in the audience to realize that you can receive every bit as much as the caller. There's no limit. Just open your heart and ask to receive for yourself exactly what you need in the form of emotional healing that we're offering. Okay? So let's go into that. That thing that hooks us into other people. And it starts in childhood often, and we're told, you know, we're not enough. We're put, you know, labels are put on us. We put labels on ourselves, and all of that seems useful at the time because it helps us talk about or define even loving labels, you know. But in the end, it's still limiting. Labels are still limiting. So
yeah.
What I want to do is, if you want to imagine almost like a hook and eye, you know, in the lady's dress, how the top would be fastened together with that little hook and eye.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to imagine that we have a whole bunch of those little hooks and eyes all hooked together. And it's from, you know, past lives, this lifetime, whatever. Don't even worry about the quantity of them or how many or where they come from. I just want everybody to be willing to release every single place of attachment, this hook and eye, where you're hooked into someone else's perception of you in a way that limits you from seeing the perception of you through God's eyes, through your own true self, through your higher self. Does that feel good?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, again, we're just using hooks and eyes as a metaphor of being hooked in and attached and stuck tightly.
Well, I saw,
something.
Like, the back of a lady's dress and all the buttons. Unpopping.
Right.
Unhooking.
How confining is that, right? Isn't that, we want to see it like this really tight-fitted tailored dress, and we want to give ourselves relief by unhooking all that. And we can step out of that dress, and we're going to step into our light body, which is loose and free and wonderfully us, uniquely us, authentically us. And we want to give ourselves the expansion of being free of all those attachments and hooks and, you know, that we've agreed to at some point in our lives, how somebody perceives us and how we perceive others. We want to do it both ways because we don't want to judge and hold other people in limitation any more than have them do it to us. Okay? So this is going to be a big healing for everybody. So, ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, okay, pola, shum, hal, ham, hakai, hom, han, han. Masakai om. Anna, Han. Ha! Whew. Sa, sa, sa. Ha! Ale. Alo. Ala. Ama. So, Patty, you're my link into this, so I want you to really think about those limiting, confining ways, words and perceptions and experiences that hold you back from being able to anchor in your own true light and be radiating so much truth of you that whatever other people are disrespecting or diminishing about you has no meaning to you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
In other words, they're simply, like in a movie theater, they're simply projecting their movie. And
yes.
When you're clear enough inside yourself, their movie just doesn't get into you. It gets reflected off you like you're the screen. And so you may still be their mirror and you may still trigger them. Because they have work to do, and you're still blessing them with that work. I mean, we're all teachers for each other, right?
Yes.
We all challenge each other to our work. To it's, you know, if you're triggered, it's because you have work to do inside to clear something. So I want you to just be my link to everybody else, you know, who will not only hear this today on the show, but also in the archive, for releasing all that pain of being perceived as not enough, limited, less than, of being disrespected, dishonored, diminished. All of that inability of others to see the God light in you and everybody else who's receiving it today. We want to simply bless it, release it, and receive our own true light in its place. The truth of our being. We are divine love, incarnate, divine being.
There's a message in there for everyone, but we want to thank Patty for a call because we really have to get on with some more callers, if possible. Laura, is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Thank
Patty.
You so much. That was really beautiful.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
And Gary's going. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much. Gary's going to bring a friend of yours on, Laura. Kenneth.
Oh yes. Oh
yes.
Yes.
I believe
this
caller is.
He's my angel.
This caller is Kenneth. Kenneth, I believe. Kenneth, you're on air with Laura. What questions would you have for Laura?
Hi, Laura. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. You are my angel this year, and I just want to tell everybody about you. Can I mean,
yeah.
They don't have your phone number. They can't chase you down and ask you to do for them what you did for me.
All right. Okay.
So,
okay.
Kenneth was on another radio show, and he was the last caller, and we got cut off just as he was offering to help me with Daily Dose of Love, which is this whole amazing 6.5 month light journey that is freely available on my website, so please check it out. So he has been, I don't know how many hours you've put into this already, Kenneth.
Let's say it's many hours, you know, to get the thing edited and, you know, more professionally done.
Yes, there are 192 5 to 20 minute transmissions in light language and also some English messages from my guides. Everything is in channel. 192 different audio tracks, and he is working through every one of them, taking off the intro and putting it in, cleaning up the audio and getting it in a format that people can access the whole thing at once or in smaller bites instead of one a day coming as an email, which I think may still remain available as a subscription, but we're going to try to make it available in a way people can really work it and download everything in a simpler form. And he has stepped up and done all of that from the goodness of his heart.
Oh, great, isn't it?
So he's blessing all of us. So I thank you, Kenneth. How can I help you, Kenneth?
Well, I guess my Christmas wish is, for next year at least, I want to gain some weight.
You want to lose what?
Well, actually, I want to gain some weight, and I want knowing what's... Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with my body. It's kind of strange. It's like I lost some weight, and then I just couldn't gain it back. I mean, I eat more than what my mom eats. I mean, my mom eats like one small bowl, and she's like maintaining that weight. And I'm eating like 3 bowls of what she normally
eats. Well, I the only thing I can tell you about weight loss, and I don't know if this is your thing or not, but I did list, there was some information about moving into higher dimensions. And I think this is from Master Kirayel's lectures, you know, a seventh-dimensional angelic being who is channeling through Kahu Fred Sterling. And what he was saying is that as you increase your frequency and you start living at the fourth dimension and beyond, you don't take your fat cells with you. I mean, you know, you lose that. So I don't know if that's part of it or not. But let's just so since I don't know what is at the core of this, we'll just turn this over to the guides, okay?
Okay.
Ate esa shubakai, chine eki awako, shumhau ki halokai, omakaiwa, tubakai eki akota, be alokai shiki hakota, be halokoyawa, hokai eshiki akota, shumhau ki halokai, bahasa, be anokate eki akota, tubakai, ale eki akotasa, shumakai eki awa. Nasa kai chikiha, kolakara wa koshi. Aneki akota sabakai, Subakai eki akota, eyo no kate ni kia wa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Ale, ana. Ala.
So, Kenneth, if do you need more help with that, you know you can call me because,
yeah,
you know, you're helping me and I'm going to help you. But hopefully that'll get things going in the direction of balance and health and well-being. And the reason I wanted to tell everybody listening about Kenneth being my angel is I manifested him out of the blue. I literally prayed for help because this new work was coming in for 2015 and I didn't have time because I was still trying to deal with the work from 2014 and this Daily Dose of Love work that came in that I really treasure and I didn't want to just abandon and move forward without, you know, getting in a format that we could use in a different way. And I just put it out to the universe, and Kenneth just showed up out of the blue and offered his help and has been such a blessing. So never doubt yourself and your ability to manifest when you're in alignment with Source.
Brilliant. Well, that's great.
So thank you
so much for your call, Kenneth. And
we really
have to bash on. I'm the devil's advocate here. I've got to keep cutting people off and saying bye-bye. And bringing the next one on. Thank you, Kenneth, because we've got to be waiting 43 minutes on area code 304. So if you're there, area code 304, you're live on air with Laura. Hello? Hello, don't be shy.
304, are you there? They may be just listening because they didn't press 1.
Maybe.
Oh,
hello?
Hello?
Hi, Laura. This is Jane.
Hi.
I was just listening
and
enjoying it very much. Intended to ask a question, but the last caller or the woman caller who needed to feel better self-esteem exactly hit my issue. So that was wonderful.
You know, there's a great book called The Four Agreements, and the wisdom in it is so important. And I know one of them is release expectation, release assumptions, be impeccable with your word. And what's the fourth one? Always do your best, I think.
And
your best is going to be different on any given day.
Yeah. And don't take anything personally.
Don't take anything personally. That's it. Maybe the do your best is my mom's. but, you know, it's so important to remember because we do tend to get hung up in how other people treat us and what they say about us, and we don't really need to. We can maintain our sense of self, our humor, and our sense of peace while we're in the center of a hurricane. You know, of emotion, of other people's emotions. But we have to clear out our own or they're going to be triggered by everybody else.
But it's not really our business, is it? What other people think of us is not our business.
I love that saying.
It's their problem.
But until we clear our own stuff, what happens is we have it push on our button.
Right.
And that's why
right.
it's so important to do our clearing work.
Mm-hmm.
After Christmas, I was like in the fetal position, just from my reaction to family, and it was so hard on me physically that I scared myself. I need to heal that, and I'm realizing that I need to be bigger. But I take everything personally, probably.
Well, and all you have to do is pay attention and notice that, because it's your awareness that's going to change it. Because if you have the intellectual understanding of what's going on, but you're emotionally reactive, then every time you have awareness of that emotional reaction, you go, oh, there I go again, and you don't have to get involved in that. So, in meditation, is so helpful because you learn in meditation how to observe without reaction to your thoughts and feelings. So you might, if you don't already, develop a meditation practice. And I'm also going to refer you to A Daily Dose of Love, because you, for free, you can subscribe on my website. You'll get one a day for 192 days, so like 6.5 months, and it will start to reprogram your energy body with these divine light codes and energies and qualities from the realms of the non-dual realms of truth. So you'll be getting a lot of truth and oneness and unity and, you know, joy and peace and all these energies. And it'll start to reprogram you.
Okay. I do have a question and about how much I should put up with before withdrawing. I mean, I withdraw from my family and I keep going back because out of guilt, but it is they're very competitive and they slap down everybody else's everybody's their own little island, and they slap each other down, me included, for every contribution and go ha ha ha. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. It's just really that kind of.
So they, it's a real toxic environment for you.
Yeah.
Now, and then I'm going to ask you, you know, if you had something toxic and somebody said, would you drink some of this for me? You know, would you do that? I mean, why do you need someone else to give you permission to remove yourself from the toxic scene?
Oh.
And you see, and in other words, you know within yourself the, what you can and can't be with, what is and isn't toxic, and how much is, where is
we don't
abuse.
Need to buy a ticket to every rodeo we're invited to.
Yeah. So, but you have to look at it maybe in a different context and really see it as, you know, is this harmful to me? Is this toxic? Is this hurting me? Is this abusive? And if it's any of those things, you have the right to step away and say, I love you, but I don't love how I feel when I'm with you or how you make, you know, you don't want to put this on them, how you make me feel, because then it's giving your power away. But, you know, I really don't love how things go when we're together. So I'm going to love you. You're my family. You know, I understand there's big issues here. There's whatever the undercurrents and stuff. And I'm not going to need, I don't want to come in judgment of that. I'm just going to remove myself to where I can be in my, you know, clarity and harmony and balance, because that's important to me.
Okay.
And that's what I want to bring to the world, and that's what I want to offer to others. And until I get to a place where I can hold that in the midst of all of this storm, I'm going to have to remove myself in the storm and work on building my own inner strength.
And you don't necessarily need to tell them that, but just be that way in your demeanor.
Absolutely. You know, they would they would find that on the coffee if you told
They'll
them that.
Find fault in that.
Simply
telling them. So simply do that. Follow your own truth. You don't need to say a word.
Absolutely.
And just do it with your own demeanor.
But do it with compassion. So,
of course.
For yourself and for them. And just step away and let them know at the same time that you love them as family and you value them. So that they don't feel like you're judging or being hard or harsh or whatever. Just you know, find a nice way that you feel comfortable with so you don't feel guilty about it.
Okay.
So shall we, I know we can't take too much more time here, but I'm just going to tell you that I will send you some prayers and blessings, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay,
thanks a lot.
We'll move
You're
on to...
You're going to bring the next one.
Right. We've got a caller from the 978 area code. I'll go ahead and bring you on. 978, you are on air with Laura Perrott. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Laura. This is Peg.
Hi, Peg.
Hi, Peg.
How are you?
I'm good. Have we talked to you before, Peg?
Yes, we have.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, how can we help you today?
Well, I guess... I don't know, whatever. I guess, you know, the career is still kind of a puzzle for me at times, more so than others. I was just wondering what insights they may have about that.
Okay, well, you know I don't do readings, so I can't exactly tell you about insights. but
or whatever.
I can work with the energy of what you would like. I don't know if you're asking for a clearer path in your career, or if your career issue has to do with coworkers and emotional and relationship issues, or I need a little clarity what you wish help with.
Okay, well, I guess it's clarity about the direction. I'm kind of keeping things down to a minimum, but I feel that there's a direction, and I'm not sure exactly where to go with it.
Okay. Yeah, what I can't tell is whether you're being vague because you're on the air and don't want to be specific, or you're vague because you really don't have clarity about what it is you want. Because as you're talking, I'm not hooking on anything. I mean, I'm not picking up. Normally, the way that I tune into the issue is the person has feelings or thoughts or whatever, very, very clear in their need. And so I hook right into that. And I just feel like we're all over the place. So maybe what we need to do is work on clarity.
Okay. All right.
Does that feel right? Does that feel
yes.
true? Okay.
Yes.
I feel like it's like everything's in the wind.
Right. It's like there's several different things I'm doing, but I don't know where to go next. I just don't know.
Yeah, I get a lot of tension and frustration. Is it possible you could be at peace with not knowing? I mean, could we open that space?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've kind of been there for a while.
Because I feel like there's a lot of tension and compression. And, of course, the way to manifest is to be open and expansive and joyful, right? So let's try to get you out of this tension space.
Okay.
And bring in some clarity. You should see my face. I'm scrunched up and tense, and my teeth are not gritted, but, you know, everything's just squeezed. That's better. Oh, I can breathe now. Okay. Yeah, you were pretty crunched in on yourself, you know.
I was.
Pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today was one of those days that I was. More so than usual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I got you now. Whew. All right. Open and breathe. Okay, we're clearing way above, like in the eighth chakra. We're doing some, actually, we're bringing energy in a clockwise spiral in. That feels lighter already to me.
Yeah, I do. I feel much lighter.
Whew. We're opening your crown chakra, you know, the let go, let God part. Trust the universe, open up to receive. Ooh, we're spreading.
Yes.
I'm literally putting my arms up above my head and spreading them outward to just open that chakra space. You were so compressed. I couldn't even feel you for a while. You know, I mean, it was just the density and
I've
tension.
Been kind of, and trying to let go some things and making it worse. So it was like.
Let some peace in. Let some joy in. Let some fun in.
Yeah,
it's like you're bearing down on it, you know, what's the word, like obsessive. Not letting any space into it.
Uh-huh.
So you want to ask for the most benevolent outcome and then give some space and some wiggle room for something even better. Whew. Feels better now. Do you feel lighter?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All
right, that's going to keep clearing. Yeah, it's way above your head. Like if you were to put your hands above your head and wave them outward, you know, that's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to bless that your higher self, you know, ask the higher self to keep working with you directly, and the caller we had previously, and anybody else who also dealing with that issue of relatives and the pressure you feel at Christmas and things not going quite so harmoniously. I'm going to pray tonight at bed to finish that because I feel like, you know, we've had to rush through some of this. So anybody who wants to tune into that, you know, I'm just going to be asking for that to be continued and cleared. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Yeah, thank you,
bye-bye.
Peg, for your call. Lovely lady there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, we do have one of our special guests online now, Kelly Coulter, and she's online wishing to ask you a question, Laura. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Kelly.
Happy holidays,
how are you?
Everybody. Really good.
You too.
Do any listeners who don't realize Kelly is...
Wait.
I was just going to introduce that you're the co-host of another radio show I am on once a month. And so if you also want to tune in to me there, that's the second Thursday of the month on the Bonnie Albers show. So, Kelly, how are you doing?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason I'm calling in today, so I could talk to you.
Yeah,
since the season.
She's always the host and never
like
a...
Yeah, I know. I never get my question. Metabolism. I'm just wondering what in the world I can do at this point in time to rev up my metabolism because I have, or what needs to be cleared. It's like I'm just going to kind of throw that out. I know you'll take a look and see what's up, but I tried water workout for 3 months. Right now I'm doing step and weight stuff, and it's like, nothing is budging anything right now, and I'm really, really frustrated with the body, because I'm like, I really related to what you're saying to Peg about, you know, feeling crunched and scrunched. I'm like going, yeah.
Oh, I am so scrunched up. My face, I mean, you know, how Elephant Man has the mouth all off on the one side. I don't know what's going on, but my whole mouth is scrunched up on my left. My face is twisted and contorted and tight. And, oh, my gosh, I don't know what you're doing to yourself, girlfriend, but you got to let's enjoy it. Let's get some love in that body. You know, you got to love your body. And even if it isn't showing up in the way you want, you don't want to be in battle with it like that.
Okay. Huh? Fighting myself, I'm sorry.
You know that what we resist persists, and if you want to bring change, you want to bring it through love and joy and, you know, being in harmony and oneness with the energy. If you've worked with me, you know, enough times, you realize I don't battle energy. I just feel it, give it space, allow it, invite it to inform me and tell me about itself, and we honor it. And it's like all of that. I'm not saying we never feel frustrated and we don't have those feelings, but even those feelings we need to hold and give space to.
Okay.
Okay. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Well, the song coming in my head is that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, you know, and that's the song that wants to play through you. Okay.
Cool.
So let's bring in some self-acceptance. I'll bet there are callers who could use that too.
Yeah.
So remember, audience, to give permission, because you only can, you know, you have free will, so they can only give and intervene what you ask for. They can only assist you when you request. Self-esteem, self-worth, self-love. Let's just bring in these energies now. Peace. Ale, alo, ala. I see like a cat chasing a cat toy with bells across the floor. So I'm thinking you need to play. You need to have some playtime.
Okay.
And goofy playtime, you know, like jingle bells and, you know, something not so serious. Your mind is just like so embattled and entrenched on this body issue that you've lost your sense of self.
Yeah.
And playfulness and joy of life and living. The blessing it is to have a body. in any form, right. And one that works, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Those are good reminders. Sandy, you'd have some answers for me today.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're supposed to drill into metabolism right now. I just feel like we're supposed to get you a space of just accepting and allowing and loving yourself, and your body can work with you better when you're in that energy.
Okay.
You know, what's it gonna do when you're in battling? It's gonna put on body armor. You know?
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's been happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's bracing against you, your onslaught. So, you know, what you want to do is not fight weight. You want to invite health. So you want to be cognizant that you have weight that you would be healthier without, but you don't want to get into body issues to get rid of it. You want to get into health issues. So you want to be, like, mindful that you're ready to receive wonderful, balanced, vigorous, vital health and well-being. And you want to, and you're willing to invite the body to support that, to be expressed through you. And you're wanting to invite your body to support and merge with this goal and intention of creating this, literally, I'm hearing the word magical, this magical body that will support your magical self. You know, so you have all these great gifts to share, and you want to have a healthy, happy, wholesome, you know, balanced body that's vigorous and flexible and strong and all of that to, you know, spend the rest of your life sharing the gift that you are.
Nice. I like that.
Okay.
Thank you. I knew you'd have some answers for me there. It's like, it's the verbiage, and you're absolutely right. It's like, it's how, what to say to you, what to say to yourself when you talk to yourself 365 days a year.
Well, and think about what you would say to somebody else, because I know you would never treat somebody else the way you're treating your own body.
You just wouldn't. I know.
So whenever you're at a loss for what to say to yourself, think about what you would say to somebody else and encourage them and support them and be really in their you know, inspire and cheerlead with them.
Right.
So they're
it's so easy. It's so easy to see when it's somebody else's stuff, and it's so hard. It's like, I know. I was to the point where it's like I could not see the forest for the trees. And that's where I'm at. So
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
You're welcome.
So much for your call, Kelly. Because I think Gary's going to squeeze one more in.
Okay.
And Kelly's back
Alrighty.
A
Thank
special
you.
Guest, aren't you, Kelly, on the 2nd of February.
Yes.
So if you want to ring Kelly on the 2nd of February, she'll be back then. Okay, then. So thanks so much for your call, Kelly. And we're going to squeeze the last caller in, aren't you, Gary? Because we're quickly running out of time.
Caller from the 845 area code. We've got 10 minutes left in the show. 845, you're on air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
I'm Diana from Allenville, New York, upstate.
Thank you
for taking the call.
Hello.
Great call. First time I've called it.
Did you say Ellen? Ellen?
Diana.
Diana.
From Allenville, New York.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. How can we help you today?
I guess I'm in a transition phase where I've just stopped dating because I'm not meeting the right person. I'm looking for a job, and I'm going to be putting a house on the market. So I have a lot of these issues going on that has kind of got me in a real frump. So, I have a lot going on. And I put on some weight because of health issues, and I can relate to Kelly, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I feel the emotions already back to that sort of tension. I'm getting a real like my head's going to the left and that's my nose. Let me tune in for a minute. What are we getting a no about? Well, I'm not getting clarity on it, so I'm just going to be with the energy until it comes into balance. The other thing I often get is when something is off balance and left to me is in the past, and then we're trying to realign it, you know, bring you into alignment. I think that's what's going on here because I'm not getting any actual information about it. I want you to pay attention to how you feel as we're starting and how you feel when we're done because I want to
see if you feel more aligned when we get
okay.
finished. Okay, we got some energy flowing. You're not nearly as far off to the left, but we're closer. Ha! Are you stiff in your neck?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Ha! You're overwhelmed, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Ah, yeah. That's what I'm getting. Whew! All right, a little tiny, like a ray through the cloud of a sense of humor is coming in. Are you taking yourself too seriously? Are you bearing down on yourself and just hard on yourself and taking yourself too seriously right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're wanting to get you to let some humor in, some lightness. Back to the neck. Crick, crick. Ooh. Are you typically a pretty happy, jolly person?
Yes, I am, and I try to, help others and stuff like that.
Well,
but
I'm hearing that I thought it was a Christmas thing, because I'm hearing I'm a jolly old soul. I'm like, what? but it's like you have jolly in you. Is what they're telling me. You're a jolly person. And I never hear jolly, so that must be your word, not mine, or your guides. but they're wanting you to let mirth, jolly. I mean, these are not my usual words, but they're wanting you to let that back in your life. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Have some fun. Ha! Okay, this is just too weird. Everything I'm hearing is weird for me today. And I hear some weird stuff on times, but I'm hearing catacombs.
You hearing what?
I don't know. Catacombs. You know, like where they bury people and skulls and stuff. And so maybe there is some past life tied into all that with some past life that had to do with catacombs. I don't know, but that's not a word I'd be making up. But I'm going back into the energy of it because that's what they're presenting me with. Breathe deeper. Some long, deep breaths. Let them out. Now we're back to center. That's interesting. Do you feel any difference?
Yeah, I feel a lot calmer.
Yeah, something, I don't know what it was, some lifetime with catacombs. I can't tell you the details because I'm not taking the time to go into, deeper insight. But
right.
The energy feels much more balanced, much more centered. So I think that should make a difference.
Oh, that's
just thank
brilliant.
You.
Get back to your jolly old self.
Thank you so much, and happy, healthy, healthy New Year to everyone.
Thank
you.
You
too, Diana. Diane, thank you very much for your call, and
thank you
for the wonderful advice you've given everybody, Laura. And we're going to have to say thank you to you for being our special guest, and thank you to Gary for being here with us. Thanks
thank
a lot,
you,
Gary.
Thank you, everyone.
And wishing everybody a really happy New Year, 2015. Yay. Okay, then.
Now,
could you say your website real quickly?
Yes, it's laurapierat.com, LauraPierat, .com. And since we did not get to do the guided meditation today, I will put it on my website on a post. And if you go to my website, look for the joy of light or emerging in the joy of light or whatever it is that will be something about that. I'll make a post and I'll upload what you didn't get to hear today from the Joy of Light itself, the message.
Okay, but you could come back on the On the 2nd of March, if you came back then, we may fit it in then, eh?
Wonderful.
Possibly. I'll have to look at my calendar, but I don't think I have anything scheduled that far ahead, so that sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, you requested...
Thank you, everyone.
In the bleak midwinter, and there has been snow here, and it's been quite cold, so I'll play out with this one. Special regards to you, Laura, and special thanks to you for this song. Okay, then. We're going to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you, everybody. We love you.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Tolerance.
Thank you. And
okay, bye.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.